Hello and welcome to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. Inaugurated in 2007, the NCPA is located in the heart of Beijing, adjacent to the Great Hall of the People and Tiananmen Square. Consisting of four main art venues, including an opera house, a concert hall, a theater, and a multifunctional theater, the NCPA is an international platform for the fine arts from China and the world. On our program this week, we'll hear Beethoven's famed Symphony No. 9, the Choral Symphony, the thunderous rhythms of Xu Zhangjun's Dragon Dance for percussion and orchestra, Wagner's prelude to Act 1 of Lohengrin, Frühlingsstimmen, or The Voices of Spring Waltz, Opus 410 by Johann Strauss Jr., and the song Silhouettes of Angels, written in dedication to the frontline workers fighting the COVID-19 pandemic. We begin with an overture from Ludwig van Beethoven, The Creatures of Prometheus, Opus 43. Heroism is one of the dominant themes Beethoven wrote about in his music. In 1801, he premiered his only ballet, Die Geschöpfe des Prometheus, based on the Greek mythical story of the god Prometheus, who stole fire from Zeus to create humans from clay. Though the ballet is not often performed, the overture has become a regular feature in the concert hall. Here now is Lui Jia leading the NCPA Orchestra in Beethoven's overture to The Creatures of Prometheus.
Thank you.
Ludwig van Beethoven's Overture to the Creatures of Prometheus. China's National Center for the Performing Arts Orchestra was conducted by their music director, Lui Jia. You're listening to This Week from the NCPA. Still to come, Wagner's prelude to Act One of Lohengrin, Frühlingsstimmen, or The Voices of Spring Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr., a Chinese song, Silhouettes of Angels, written in dedication to the frontline workers fighting the COVID-19 pandemic, and Beethoven's massive Symphony No. 9, The Choral. Next, we have a work that celebrates the festive and colorful tradition of the Chinese dragon dance. The body of the dragon costume used in this dance is comprised of a large head and a long tail-like body in a number of sections held up by poles. The lead dancer controls the head of the dragon as the other members follow their movements. The tradition dates back to the Han Dynasty and has become a ceremonial activity in Chinese celebrations, including New Year. Composer Xu Chengzhen's Dragon Dance for percussion and orchestra is a celebration of this tradition and features a large percussion section along with a traditional Chinese orchestra. Here now is Zhang Ming leading the Beijing Chinese Orchestra with percussion soloists Sun Yibo, Kong Fan Ri, and Zhang Chen. Chongjun's Dragon Dance for percussion and orchestra. The Beijing Chinese Orchestra was led by Zhang Ming. Hi, I'm George Preston, and you're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. Next on our program, we have the prelude to Act One of Richard Wagner's opera Lohengrin. In this opera, Wagner transports us to 10th century Antwerp, where Gottfried, Duke of Brabant, has disappeared. His sister Elsa is accused of his murder. The call of the herald for a champion to defend Elsa goes unanswered until a knight, Lohengrin, mysteriously appears in a swan-drawn boat. The premiere of Lohengrin was conducted by Franz Liszt and is considered one of the most important works by Richard Wagner. Wagner's inspiration came from medieval German romance, notably The Parsifal by Wolfram von Eschenbach. Lohengrin is somewhat of a sequel to that story and also finds inspiration from Garin le Lohérin, part of the Knight of the Swan legend and tradition. Yu Feng now leads the NCPA Orchestra in the prelude to Act One of Wagner's Lohengrin.
Thank you.
Richard Wagner's Prelude to Act One of Lohengrin. The NCPA Orchestra was led by Yu Feng. You're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm your host, George Preston. Still to come in our program, Beethoven's Symphony No. 9 and music written in tribute to frontline workers of the COVID-19 pandemic. We'll end the first half of our program with a work by Johann Strauss Jr., his Frühlingsstimmen, or Voices of Spring Waltz, Opus 410. Here now is conductor Lui Jia leading the China NCPA Orchestra. That was Frühlingsstimmen, or The Voices of Spring Waltz, Opus 410 by Johann Strauss Jr. The NCPA Orchestra was led by conductor Louis Jia. I'm George Preston. You're listening to This Week from the National Center for the Performing Arts. Coming up in the second part of our program, we'll hear Beethoven's Magnificent Symphony No. 9, the Choral Symphony, and music written in tribute to the frontline workers of the COVID-19 pandemic. To learn more about China's National Center for the Performing Arts and this program, please visit wfmt.com/ncpa. You can find playlists as well as information on future programs. This is the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago. Welcome back to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. We continue now with the Symphony No. 9 by Ludwig van Beethoven. NCPA conductor and music director Louis Jia spoke to us about the composer's final symphony.
That piece is just wonderful, but especially the last moment with the choir, yeah, with the soloists. You know, for me, if Beethoven live more 10 years, I don't know how far he will launch his idea in music, yeah? And already it's not like a human being from planet. It's a kind of the already in universal, you know, talking about, you know, living in other worlds, living under star, all the people become a brother, sisters. We need in this moment connecting by music. The music is the best medium to do it.
The three opening movements of the work are said to depict the origins and innocence of humankind, as well as the human need to strive for higher goals. Chaos seems to break out with the fourth movement, which at various times revisits and reconsiders ideas from the previous movements. A small idea, tentatively tried out by the oboes, clarinets, and bassoons, which the cellos and basses turn into a fully-fledged theme, is taken up with increasing enthusiasm by the full orchestra, and leads to the statement, first by the soloists and then by the full chorus of Schiller's Ode to Joy. We spoke with one of our vocal soloists in this work, the soprano Sung Yuen Ming, about singing Beethoven and the Ninth Symphony.
Beethoven's songs or opera is not easy. Like his music, he sings music, it's like instrumental music. So this is not too easy to sing, do you know? We don't have the breath time. We don't have the time for the breath because it's ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, like Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. My fear is great because the Beethoven Ninth is not easy. I must sit on the stage and a long time and wait and go to with the high line. This is Beethoven, yeah, this is Beethoven, I think.
NCPA music director Lui Jia now leads the orchestra and chorus in Beethoven's Symphony No. 9. He is joined by vocal soloists Sung Yuen Ming, soprano, Zhu Huiling, alto, Xue Haojin, tenor, and Liang Li, bass.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ludwig van Beethoven's Symphony No. 9, The Choral. The NCPA Orchestra and Chorus were conducted by Lui Jia. The vocal soloists you heard were Sung Yuan Ming, soprano, Zhu Huiling, alto, Xu Haojin, tenor, and Liang Li, bass. You're listening to This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts. I'm George Preston. We end our program with a song written in tribute to the frontline workers of the COVID-19 pandemic. The beginning of 2020 saw the outbreak and rapid spread of the COVID-19 pandemic in the world. At the grimmest stage of pandemic prevention and control, China's NCPA chorus, in response to the call of the Center for Combating the Pandemic with Arts, completed the creation of 5 choral works combating the pandemic, encouraging soldiers in white fighting at the front line with artistic works full of positive energy. One of those created choral works is Silhouettes of Angels. It features a lyrical tune tinted by sorrows. Its music was composed by Zhang Qianyi, and its lyrics were authored by Dr. Yuan Ying, who was a key figure in the fight against the SARS pandemic. With truthful and moving lyrics, the song airs the voices of the people and contains a sincere eulogy and concern for frontline medical workers. Once released, the song was widely embraced throughout China. Lui Jia now leads the NCPA Orchestra and Chorus in Silhouettes of Angels. Written in tribute to COVID-19 frontline workers, that was Silhouettes of Angels by Zhang Qianyi. The NCPA orchestra and chorus were conducted by Lui Jia, and this has brought our program to a close. To learn more about China's National Center for the Performing Arts and this program, visit wfmt.com/ncpa. You can find playlists as well as information on future programs. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is produced by Daniel Goldberg, Rebecca Neistat, and Jan Weller. Production assistance is by Maggie Jensen. The executive producers are Jennifer Ho Kwong and George Preston. Special thanks to the media team at the NCPA, including Lu Li, Xi Yingying, Han Jingjing, Fu Jingyi, Tan Lin, Wei Bohan, and Qing Yutong. And thank you to WFMT's Josh Sauvageau for his production expertise. I'm your host, George Preston. Thank you for joining us. Stay safe and be well. This Week from China's National Center for the Performing Arts is distributed by the WFMT Radio Network, Chicago.